Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my new series, All Bow to Joseph, which is all about Joseph's dream when he was a teenager. He dreamed that all of his brothers and family would be bowing down before him, but that was years ago, before he found himself to be a slave and now locked in prison. God's hand is moving, so it is here I will start my story. Joseph had been locked in the king's prison for over 2 years, sent there by his slave master. As he waited on God's providence, Pharaoh had a dream. Not just any dream, but the most terrifying dream. Pharaoh was standing on the Nile River when 7 cows came walking right out of the river. The cows looked healthy and fat as they walked over to the marsh grass to eat a snack. Then 7 more cows came walking up from the river. Only these were ugly cows, sickly and thin. These cows went over and they ate the 7 fat cows. Oh, the shock of it all woke Pharaoh from his dream. He did get back to sleep and found him standing in a field. And 1 stalk burst up from the field with 7 ears of grain. And they were plump and full. After it burst, a sickly-looking stalk with 7 ears of grain, thin and wind-scorched. Then the sickly stalk went over and consumed the plump, healthy stalk. This time he woke with a jolt and could not get back to sleep. He called for the magicians and wise men to come interpret his dream, but there was no one found in Pharaoh's court who could tell him the meaning of his dream. Pharaoh became furious that no one could help him. It is then that the king's cupbearer remembered Joseph, the man in prison who had interpreted his dreams years ago while he was in prison. In a desperate move, Pharaoh called for Joseph to be brought before him. The plot sounds so similar to the story of Daniel, yet this happened many years before the book of Daniel. God has clearly given this dream to Pharaoh so that he would get Joseph out of jail. Yet there was more to this dream and the dreams of Joseph. The saga has started, and it will take several sessions to complete this tale. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.